They said to him, grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory. Whoo, they ain't had no idea what they was asking for right there. But Jesus said to them, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? They said to him, we are able. So Jesus said to them, you'll indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism I'm baptized with, we'll be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give you. But it's for those for whom it is prepared. And when the ten heard it, they began to be greatly displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers over Gentiles lord it over them. They lord it over them. That's what they want. They want you under their thumb, under their authority to control you. And their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it should not be so among you. This is body he's talking to now. This is how the church is to be ran. But whoever desires to become great among you should be your servant. And whoever you desire to be first, whoever of you desires to be first, shall be what?
Servant, slave.
Slave to all.
Oh, servant,
slave to all. For when the Son of Man did not come to be served, for even he didn't come here to do it, y'all, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, to give his life a ransom. If he hadn't did it, y'all, wasn't no hope, wasn't no chance for us.
No,
the only life that worthy of the ransom.
Yes, sir.
We were in bondage, and somebody was asking a ransom that none of us could pay.
That's right.
None of us could pay it, y'all.
No, sir.
And he stepped up and volunteered.
Yes, sir.
I said it many times, I wouldn't have did it for me.
No. We wouldn't have done it.
I wouldn't have did it for me. I know how no count I am. But he did it when I was in that state, y'all. He didn't wait till I got right.
That's right.
He didn't wait till you turn over that new leaf or get it all together. He did it while you were in that state of hating him.
That's a good point that when we talk about the ransom, we think about the payment, but we also, like the teacher's talking about, we need to think about our condition. And our condition is that we're bound. We are bound in sin.
And turn that off, bro. And there's nothing you can do about it. In and of yourself, there's nothing you can do to pay this. Period. But accept the payment that's already been made. That's the good part about it. You know, Paul said it's done that way so that no man can boast. So that you can't say, look what I did. Or I played a part in this. You ain't had nothing to do with it. If you're saved today, it's by grace. And grace alone. Because that's the pattern for salvation. That's the way it's set up. If you banking on anything that you've done, anything that you've given, anything that you bought, you still in that very state of damnation. We can fix it today, though, y'all. Hang with me. I'm going to give you the total fix to it. While Jesus thereby set, we are 115 at the bottom. While Jesus thereby set the tone and the agenda for leadership, the believing community of faith seems to still have difficulty with the servant concept of leadership. This is not to suggest that all organizational design of authority and responsibility be discarded. Much to the contrary. Order and design are required for organisms to function efficiently. Appropriate organizational designs and proper procedures can and should be planned and implemented within the body of Christ. The servant model need not be abandoned, y'all. We can't abandon it. We need to serve one another, each other, as we serve God. Leadership as a spiritual gift involves ruling, directing, and managing. The root word in Greek means he who stands before. These facts, placed in the context of the servant motif, present a wonderful design for God's intention regarding those whom he appoints as leader. See, let's not get out of that pattern. Let's let God build his church. Jesus told Peter, upon this rock, talking about the word that Peter had just spoke, y'all, not Peter. He said, I will. He said it plain as day. I will build my church. I will. We need to let him. See, if we let him build it, the order always be right. He going to put us in that position of servant, of slave. And you never get out of that position. I mean, I don't care how high the world lifts you up, what position or title they give you. If you ever move from the part of the role of servanthood, then you out of bounds with the body of Christ and the way it was designed to run. Sometimes these persons are elected to positions of authority, while sometimes they're not. Sometimes these persons serve in recognized offices and places of influence, while at other times their activity continues and people continue to follow them in their direction, even without formal titles. So it ain't about the title, y'all. It's about what you're doing. It's about the direction you're going. If what you're doing, what you're teaching, what you're saying, how you're living, if it's moving towards godliness, separation from the world and evil things and sin in general, if it's moving towards godliness, it don't matter what your title is, you're in that role of serving God. Of serving God. Holiness is not a bad word, y'all. We need to stop letting the world dictate what's good and bad.
That's right. That's right.
We hanging our hat on the wrong hat rack, y'all. Mm-hmm. The hat rack of the world gonna get you in some trouble every time.
Every time.
What the world say is good is you totally opposite from what the word of God say is good.
That's right.
So now we back to that famous question. Do you really believe?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to really believe?
That's
right. See, because the word of God is true. And if you think it's true, your life will reflect it.
Mm-hmm.
How you live will reflect
That's
that
right.
you believe what the word of God says.
Amen.
How you live, how you treat others, how you love your neighbor, all that reflects
That's right.
on what you really believe, on your faith.
That's right. True belief.
The key point which should be recognized in this summation of spiritual gifts involves the acknowledgement that persons who have been gifted as leaders usually emerge as leaders.
Mm-hmm.
The qualities in some persons which result in people following them may sometimes reside in the realm of the natural.
Yes,
it's
yes.
a bad place, y'all.
Bad place.
However, there are times when God sovereignly endows a person who may or may not have natural talents in terms of leadership
mm-hmm.
with the capacity to lead others in accordance with God's purpose.
That's right.
See, all you got to do is follow God. When you follow God and his purposes are what you're striving to achieve,
yes, yes.
then he can use you as a leader.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's safe for others to follow you as you follow Christ.
That's
it's
right.
safe.
That's right.
These sovereignly gifted individuals are enabled to communicate God's plan and motivate others to pursue those plans.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, y'all. Get that now.
Yeah.
It said these gifted individuals are enabled to communicate God's plan. And motivate others to pursue those plans.
Not the world's plan.
See, it's some people who are gifted with the gift of gab that may or may not make good life coaches,
yeah, right.
good marriage counselors,
mm-hmm.
good situational awareness type of people. There's a lot of those out here. You see them on TV every day
right.
trying to tell you how to be a better you,
right.
how to have your best life now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of those out there teaching that.
Yeah.
That's not what God wants. If you have, you just think, always keep this in mind. If you're searching for your best life now, that means you have a hell at the end of this life.
That's right. Amen. 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 That's right.
If this is the best you're going to get now,
mm-hmm.
you got hell waiting on you at the end of this life.
That's right.
And hell is real, people.
That's right.
Hell is real. Come on, Pastor.
That's why Paul said, if in this life only you have hope, you are of all men, you are most miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
If this is what you banking your life on right here, you're miserable.
Yeah,
if
you
this
are.
All you got is this world right here, you're a miserable person.
Yeah.
And then you're going to die and you're going to find out the misery increases. And that's what makes it so bad.
That's sad.
It's going to increase.
That's sad. That's
yeah.
sad, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
If you, that's good, Pastor.
Yeah.
If you... See, the way he just stated that tells you that it don't matter what you have in this world.
That's right.
You know, and on Wednesday night, we dealing with materialism.
Yeah. sure.
And that's a big downfall, a big pull away from God.
Yes, sir.
The more things you have,
right,
the harder it is to be obedient to God, for the fact of trying to keep your things.
Yeah, right. Protect your things. Yeah.
Protect your things. All that. And you're definitely not going to give your things to nobody. They my things.
That's right. That's right.
It breeds. It creates that selfish spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it does. That's what it does. If you, anything you possess now, anything you have now, if you don't have it for the glory of God, you have it illegitimately.
That's right. That's right.
You have it illegitimately. I don't care what your other reason or excuse may be.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not for the glory of God,
yes,
then you're an illegitimate owner.
Amen.
Because everything he allows us to have is God's stuff, whether
that's
you
right.
want it to be or not.
That's right.
Everything he allows us to have,
mm-hmm,
is for his glory.
For his glory.
It's for his glory. And if you're not using it for that or don't see it that way,
mm-hmm,
then you're an illegitimate owner.
Amen. Amen.
So furthermore, this leadership can and must be rendered in accordance with God's design of servanthood,
mm-hmm,
for it to be in accordance with God's desire.
That's right. That's right.
Servanthood. A lot of people got a problem with that word.
Servant.
To serve.
That's right.
To serve. I mean, we have a lot of young women who are wives who have a problem with serving their husband.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
That's not a bad word. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Amen. God said it.
God said it. Men, we ain't off the hook. We got to serve.
That's right. And treat them right.
We have, it's a reciprocal thing.
That's right.
Everybody serving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody. The children serving.
That's right.
That's a godly design.
Amen.
That's a godly design. But when everybody operate in their role,
mm-hmm,
you can see God's purpose,
yes, sir,
for us.
Yes, sir.
That's what it looks like. It looks, when everybody is operating in their role of serving, you can be a servant and a leader. You have to be a servant and a leader at the same time.
Amen.
All leaders are servants.
That's right. All leaders.
Every one of them. They're not just sitting back on their do nothing, doing nothing, and being served.
It shouldn't be.
And being served, that's not God's design, if they are.
Amen.
And we should be able to discern it.
Mm-hmm.
It said those who have been given this gift should exercise great caution,
yeah,
and care in their attitude, approach, and action, because of the potential impact that it may have.
Right.
See, it hurts the body, y'all. That's the damage that's occurring when people are operating outside of their leadership role and not doing it God's way.
That's right.
You damage the body.
Mm-hmm.
Those who've been given this gift should humbly and diligently seek God's mind,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and will on a continual basis.
Yes, Lord.
The gift of leadership holds great potential for remarkable results of a positive nature.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, this gift, if misused, can cause great harm to the body of Christ and the work of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Humble submissiveness,
yes, sir,
and an attitude of grateful surrender to Jesus should be the watchword of those who have this divine endowment to lead other people.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Family, all that in a nutshell is do it God's way.
Right.
He has given us the pattern. He has came and even physically demonstrated how it's to be done. How it's to be done. How we should deal with others. He dealt with, everybody he dealt with didn't like him. Wasn't his friends. Most wasn't.
Most wasn't his friends.
Most wasn't. A lot of them were in position of authority in the government, in the synagogue leadership hierarchy they had set up. And he came in and demonstrated how this thing is to be done when you're seeking to do the will of God. To do the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one way it can be done, and that's Jesus' way.
Amen.
The way he did it. The way he showed us to do it.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we're at 116 at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Mercy showers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're going to show,
mm-hmm,
how to extend mercy.
Mercy.
We have to show mercy. You know you can see mercy.
Mm-hmm.
You can see people being merciful.
Mm-hmm.
But that, the world of created atmosphere, that ain't what they want now.
No.
They want justice.
Mm-hmm.
We want justice.
No mercy.
We want equality. All these buzzwords, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
They're not bad in and within themselves, but you better know what these folk talking about.
When they say that.
You better know what they talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want equality.
Mm-hmm.
They want to one-up you. They want to be on top of you. They want to lord over you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Under their thumb, you operating under their thumbs. That's what they want. But that's not God's way. And we know that. So now we back to this, who you believe and what you going to do. What you going to do. Mercy shows. The gift of mercy is that special capacity God has given to certain members of the body of Christ to see the needs of hurting or suffering people and then take effective action to relieve those needs in genuinely selfless compassion. So don't do it for the recognition. Don't do it for the accolades and the pats on the back, y'all, because the Bible says, therefore, I tell you, you have your reward. That's it. That's all you get for it.
Nothing else. You get nothing else in this.
Ain't no more. And that's the type of stuff that's going to burn up.
Yeah.
That he was talking about. All that work going to burn up because of your motives when you did it. Them impure motives. So while all Christians are instructed to demonstrate an attitude of compassion through acts of mercy toward others, persons who have the gift of showing mercy reveal a supernatural capacity in relieving the pains of those who hurt. These hurting people of our world include believers and non-believers alike who often shun because of their condition.
Yeah.
That's people. We pass by people every day.
Yes.
That people don't want nothing to do with, don't want to be around, don't want to be seen with, don't want to do nothing for. We pass by them every day. We pass by some on the way to church. Missed the opportunity to be the church on the way to church.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And we got to be more aware, more discerning of that need, the needs of those people. Come on, guys.
You know, we do a lot of things in ignorance and you know, I see every day the difference between natural knowledge and spiritual knowledge. And it's so many people, they full of natural knowledge and maybe scholastic geniuses almost. But you can be a scholastic genius in the natural and a fool when it comes to spiritual things. And that's what we're dealing with in this country today, basically in the name of being merciful, showing mercy to people and trying to help people, but you're hurting people. See, this government we got is really hurting people, you know. And when Paul talks about the whole creation groans, and, you know, that, for instance, you know, the climate control thing they're dealing with today, you know, they're making a big deal out of that. But what they don't realize is that God cursed the ground. Why did God curse the ground from the get-go? He didn't curse Adam, per se. He cursed the ground. He cursed the ground and because of what? Adam's sin. Adam's sin. So the more sin you pile up on it, the more the earth going to groan. The more babies you kill, the more tornadoes are going to hit this country. Because there's a connection between our actions and the atmosphere. Sin caused the world to be upside down. Sin brought upheaval in the atmosphere, storms and all this other stuff they're talking about. So the more babies you kill and put in the ground, the more the ground going to vomit this stuff out.
That's right.
The more they're going to vomit it out. But they call themselves helping, making it better. Control. You complain about climate control. But what about the babies you're killing?
Regular piling up.
What about sin caused the atmosphere to be in the problem it's in right now? So you keep on legislating more sin, but yet you're going to try to fix the problem with a band-aid. You could be a natural genius with your regular mind, but you could be a spiritual fool. And this government we got is a spiritual fool. The more we legislate and put our stamp of approval on sin, the more this world going to go into a tailspin. Because the world is like it is because of us.
Whole creation grown.
That's right.
The whole creation grown. That's good, Pastor. That's good. See, we're trying to control the consequences of sin. That's what we're doing with this climate change policies and this Green New Deal. That's so foolish. I don't even see how anybody can go with that. But at any rate, you know, this Clean Air Initiative and all these things that sound. See, it sounds small. Sound smart. Sound like the right thing to do.
Right.
But you're trying to deal with the consequence of moral depravity.
Right.
And still doing the very thing that got us in this condition. But don't want to deal with that. Don't want to touch that.
It's like putting a band-aid on a gunshot wound.
Just not going to work. It's just not going to work. You know, this take two Tylenol and call me in the morning is not going to do nothing for this stage 4 cancer you got.
COVID.
None of it. See, once we realize, and not saying that, okay, if we just shut it all down today, that is all going to stop. Because it's wages, y'all. We're being paid. We're being paid. If you went to work all week and they didn't pay you on Friday, you'd be mad, wouldn't you? Huh? So look at this sin problem we got, just like your job. You done already put that time in. You done made that check.
And when Cain killed Abel, don't worry about that, When Cain killed Abel, the Bible said that his blood started talking out of the ground.
Crying, yeah, yeah.
His blood started crying out of the ground. Huh? In other words, the ground was revolting against the blood that was being shed. Well, how much blood would he shed and put in the ground?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Huh? Can we stop the killing in Chicago? Can we stop the killing in the world? Can we stop any of this? Huh? Well, you ain't going to stop these storms, either.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely ain't going to stop them. You definitely ain't going to stop them. Come on, sis.
And to add on to what Pastor was saying, in reading, I thought about Pharaoh.
Okay.
When his heart just kept being hard.
Hard. Yeah.
And that's how the world is today. Our heart is hardened. We stiff-necked. And we're not listening to what thus said the Lord.
Not spiritual, though.
And that is why all this stuff, like Pastor said earlier, is happening.
Yeah, we pay attention while we reading, y'all. The Bible plainly says, Pharaoh hardened his heart, Pharaoh hardened his heart, Pharaoh hardened his heart. Then it said, God hardened his heart. Now it ain't nothing Pharaoh can do about it. Pharaoh out the equation now. Now Pharaoh can't be nothing but an example.
Right.
A buzzword. And if we stay on the path we're on. And the Lord tarries, and let this world go on a little longer, we going to be a learning experience for somebody else.
Amen.
For somebody else.
It's like, you know, you got to sense something. That's why I look at the world situation today, you know. There's a lot of things happening in the atmosphere that's confusing a lot of people. But it's like, he's got a bad system. But it's because of us.
That's right.
And we ain't doing no better either. We piling more sin. Sin started the problem with the whole atmosphere.
That's right. Piling it on.
And wonder why is the atmosphere like
it? Yeah. Why are things getting worse?
Sin is getting worse.
You know, and don't nobody want to even talk about that. Don't want to even address that. Don't even want to acknowledge that there is a such thing as sin. We have people who are bold enough to say, to stand up publicly and say.
We just need to educate the people.
That's it. That's all.
I'll give them a welfare.
Well, put them in a better environment.
Okay, put them in a better environment. That'll
take care.
It'll be all right.
Now what's gonna happen is the bird's gonna be the hood before long. That's what's gonna happen. And I'm not talking about that. Ain't no educated guess. We've seen it time and time and time again. If you won't pick up your paper in Gate City, you ain't gonna pick up your paper in Mountain Brook.
That's right.
Period. Point blank. It's that simple, family. We got to deal with the issues that's in front of us. Quit trying to throw a cover over it while we divert your attention over here. Let's deal with this. We got to deal with it. If you would look at the numbers, people, and they just started keeping this record in 1972. That wasn't so long ago. I'm older than that. But the number of murdered babies in this country, just look at those numbers sometime,
y'all.
And look how staggering that is. More of them have been. These are people. Let's get that straight first. These are people. Souls made in the image of God. Just like you and I.
That's right.
One thing every one of us has been was their age at one time.
That's right.
I don't care when they did it, what trimester it was, how early, how late. Every one of us were that age at one time.
That's right.
Every one of us.
Amen.
And their lives are snuffed out. Then added all the wars that's ever been fought together, and the number is still higher. Still higher. That's sad, y'all. Come on, sis.
I was going to say, and you all have heard me say about Ethan. The doctor, before he saw Ethan, showed us his house. That's how awesome God is.
Amen.
When he looked at Lula, she said, this is the house that the baby is going to be in.
Okay.
That meant that if Lula had done anything, she would have killed a baby even before the baby got in his house.
Right.
I have never heard that before. I've never heard it on TV when they show them babies.
Wow.
It may show on the radar as a life, It's a life the moment of conception because this child had a house. That blew my mind. I had the doctor repeat it. I told her, I've never heard that before. And there was a little cup waiting for him to develop. So a baby is a baby at conception.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen.
We better get real with this stuff. Come on, Dick.
I want to add to what my aunt was saying, you know, how important life is, you know, at conception. And it continues on till you leave this earth.
Amen. Naturally. Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not a pro-Black Lives Matter person, but I'm pro-God. Amen. But I want to say, you know, we do have individuals that's out here taking lives of grown men, grown women, and getting away with crime. That's against God's will, too.
Every day.
I think we need to, you know, speak heavily on both sides. Abortion is godly wrong.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, thou shalt not kill. Mm-hmm. Murder is wrong. Mm-hmm. And just senseless killing because I don't like the color of your skin. Mm-hmm. Or I don't like how you look and this and that. Mm-hmm. You know, God's going to judge your heart.
Amen.
But a lot of these people don't know God.
That's right. See? That's right. Senseless killing for any reason because I want your TV. Any killing, y'all. Life is precious,
right.
And until we start treating it as such,
right.
You ain't gonna see nothing change in this society, in this environment.
But the baby can't defend itself.
The most vulnerable period.
Right.
The baby can do nothing. They the most vulnerable among us. Like Ms. Rosa just said, I the first time I ever heard it put it like that. But that makes it much more personal. That makes it much more personal. They say the safest place for a baby, for a person in his entire life should be in his mother's womb. And Satan found a way in there to take life. The safest place. Come on, Roy.
First of all, Antonio, I'd like to say good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
God is a good God. And if you're living for God, you got to tell God. Because God asks you, what are you living for? You want to live. And you're going to want to learn to love. If everybody can do that, the world will be a very much
absolutely
better place.
Absolutely.
And that way, you following God and doing God's will.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be around God, you got to first learn how to love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God is love. God is love, period, point blank. You're absolutely right, Roy. But, you know, with God called for us, you know, to be, when Cain slew Abel, he asked God a question. Am I my brother's keeper?
Yeah, that's what he
asked. We've been asked that same question every day, y'all. The situation may be a little different. It may look different, but we're being asked that very same question. Are you your brother's keeper? It's not based on skin. And don't get caught up, man. I'm so grieved by this skin color, this racial mess they done started here. That's just grievous. That's just grief. I ain't proud because I'm Black.
Amen.
I'm proud because I'm saved.
That's right.
God saved me. It ain't had nothing to do with what color my skin was.
Amen.
It has nothing to do with nothing,
Amen.
Y'all. Let's not get distracted.
Amen.
Let the enemy distract us by what color this person is that's doing
Amen.
This evil. This evil. Let's just call it evil.
Amen.
Come on, sis.
You know what? And this, I'm glad you said that because that's the biggest thing Satan got going with
right.
Black
that's
people.
That's right. That's
the biggest
right.
thing he got. You so hung up on fighting for your people. The Lord say in this world you would have troubles if you belong to him.
Amen.
You would have tribulations.
Amen.
He get
Amen.
Us so caught up in our generation and our colors and our own group until we don't stay neutral as being in this world but not of this world. And he done won with the Black people because we so busy pointing at the white people. But we want to get them, get Satan, because that same enemy that is on you because you so focused on yourself. You know what? We have made idolatry out of our race.
Out of color, that's right.
We worship an idol God. And when we stand before God, he don't care whether you Black or were you white.
Right.
He care was you washed in the blood of the
come
Lamb.
On, come on.
Because if you were, you'd have forgiven them. You see the ugliness from both sides.
That's right.
You see
that's
blacks right. killing, but that's okay. Because right. that's a brother.
Yeah, you get out of pain.
We ain't going to even waste our time. But when we see white people, they are against us. No, Satan is against you.
Amen.
The enemy of your soul is against you. And if you don't get delivered from that, hell going to be your home.
Come on, sister. Amen. 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 Look, people, and if we'll be honest, we our worst enemy. We can't get to accusing nobody else. Look at us. Look at us as a people. Look how we living, y'all. Look how we forget how anybody else treat us. Look how we treat one another. You can't get past that to blame nobody else for nothing. Nothing anyone else has done to us as a race has affected us more than what we're doing to each other every day. And still affecting us. And still bringing more trauma on top of trauma. Let's deal with the issues.
Oh, yeah, that's
doing their job. That's right. That's right. And they haven't did a third of the damage that we do to each other every year. Every year.
This racial thing.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Rodney. Get Rodney.
This racial thing, you know. Have y'all noticed that the God, the Creator, is a Creator of variety?
Period. Period.
We ain't stopped. We hadn't yet been able to name all the species of plants.
We might not know all the races, Pastor.
The ocean, they don't even know nothing about God. And I often said to the Lord, why you got so many varieties of these things? But God is a
God of variety. He is.
And before sin came into the picture here, see, sin is the culprit here.
Amen.
The ferocious lion would lay down and play with the.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All the animals would play together.
Amen.
The bigger elephant.
Yeah.
Huh? He had no problem with the tiger or the lion playing with him. But sin came.
Mm-hmm.
And when
mm-hmm.
sin came, the attitude.
Everything. The whole creation grown.
Huh?
The whole creation. That's
everybody
right.
Try to eat each other.
Antonio, I'd just like to say this interview.
Go ahead, Roy.
Most of the time, I hear that my brother's people. Okay?
Okay.
But most of the time, when you do that, they turn into a gang or something. You see what I'm saying? I mean, 9 out of 10, they turn on each other and want to fight each other.
Okay.
Now, but if you just do like God and love God and do the love that you're supposed to do, the world will be a better place.
Oh, it would mm-hmm.
But, hey, and like Pastor said, the lions and all that used to lay down.
And sure, together and will again one day.
Hey, that's what I was going to say, Pastor.
Yeah.
God said that time will be again.
Yeah.
It might be with man wipe this stuff out.
Mm-hmm. It could very well be, right? It could very well be. And you're absolutely right.
One more thing.
You got a mind, can you believe worship on the idols?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're still doing it.
Yeah.
This is what angers God. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, man going to wipe man out.
Well,
he won't do like he's supposed to do, love God.
Mm.
Love
you. We'll find ourselves, if we're not very careful, Roy, doing the same thing, steeped in idolatry.
Okay.
We'll find ourselves steeped in idolatry. The church will become an idol for you. If you're not very careful, anything can be. That's why it's so important that you keep your eyes on him. He's the only one that can keep you on that narrow road. On that medium. There's so many things we can find wrong. And if we'll be honest, it's deflection. Because you don't want to take that internal look. You don't want to truly get in that mirror.
Right, right.
Truly get in that mirror and deal with self.
Tony, how many times we heard our leaders say, our problem is a sin problem?
Not many, Pastor. We don't hear it much. We don't hear it much.
You
don't
hardly hear it at all.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
I saw something last week that was very encouraging to me. The new attorney general in South Carolina. Guy, he just moved up the ranks. He started as kind of a YouTube sensation.
Okay.
And you talking about a firm stance on this abortion deal? Mm. Black guy. He is stout standing up, and every time they give him an opportunity publicly, he come right out and said, until this country
is
deals with this blood problem on our hands from this abortion industry, we're not going to see much change. Now, I don't know how long they're going to let him stand there saying that. But right now, this man's standing firm and dealing with the problem of our sin as a people. Yeah. Yeah. Mark, his name Mark Summer, black, big black guy, new attorney general. Check him out.
Let me show y'all something, Antonio. Listen, you got Steve Martin, which is attorney general. And you got, what's the guy that counted the vote on John Merrill or whatever his name?
Merrill, yeah.
Yeah, see, I watch Alabama.
Yeah.
Now, how this man going to turn and get the attorney general spot? You know, he's the lieutenant governor, which is Steve Martin. And he killed his wife. Yeah. Cocaine. She died from cocaine. And they still let him be attorney general. And Steve Martin up there, the one that counted vote, oh, he went to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump was trying to convince him to change the votes and stuff. Hey, he showed his races right there and showed us how he is. And we got people in Congress. They're going to lie to you. They shouldn't even be in there. They should be put out. And we're going to run the world.
Well, that's why we can't, as the body of Christ, we can't even go down that road. That's gonna happen. People gonna be that. The world gonna whirl. So don't let any of that surprise you. As a matter of fact, don't even concern yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know why? Because in Him, God come and train us. And we keep us focused. You focus, like you said, you got to keep your eyes focused on God.
No, we just being in here ain't what do it, bro.
No, it's learning Him, and God learns us. I come to learn.
Yeah, he do that. But now, God got a people, and He handpicks every one of them. So as far as what the world, you ain't going to tell me nothing that the world doing that's going to surprise me. Because they're doing that's the only thing they can do. That's all they can do. So it's wickedness out there. The thing about it is, wickedness has crept into the church. Now, that's why our antennas better stay up. Huh? And stay aware of the things of our surroundings. Because we are our brother's keepers. Because we are. You know, and when God deal with us on any level, it's a personal, spirit felt thing, and you can stand on it. You can stand on it. When God reveals something to you, you can stand on it. You can believe it. I don't care what the consequences of you believing it is. You can believe. He's going to give you the grace to stand in that very spot as long as He wants you there. So we, you know, think we see, and then we should be grieved. Yeah. But we should be grieved enough to pray about this.
That's right.
To pray about it.
You know what? And we got to realize we are not in no particular party.
Hey, man. Yes, man.
There have been evil in every party from the beginning of the party. We follow people as they follow the Lord. And if we follow them, we'll see them deviate a lot of times from the Lord.
That's right.
So we don't get mud in our face because we wasn't with them. We with Him. We with God. And He can use an ass. He can use anybody. But our eyes ought to be so sharp that if He use an animal, we ought to know we can listen to that animal.
Amen.
Our problem is FM and AM problem. We listen to one person, one station. When we need to be, then got off of that frequency and got on another one.
Yes,
but Jesus said, my sheep will know His voice, even if He used the enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm.
When the enemy of the state say what God say in the Bible, He can be Osiris.
That's
he can
right.
go to hell.
Right.
Or He can be a Nebuchadnezzar.
Amen.
He can get saved.
Amen.
But He is being used of God.
Right.
And our mistake is when we decide, we don't look at our secret life or what's going on in our life, but we want to point at everything wrong with that public figure life because we know him publicly. But I always look at my closet.
Mm.
And I realized that God saved me in the closet.
Amen.
So I know in public to shut my mouth and start putting my mouth on people God is using. I'm not saying they're God. I'm not saying they're saved. But see, I follow the Lord. And since I know the Lord, I know His voice. They may not know what voice they are listening to, but I know they just listen to God, even if they use God to get votes.
Amen.
So my job is to stay focus on the cross.
That's it. That is it, my sister. And we got to do that. We as believers, we got to do that.
Now, one more thing. Let me just say it. In the Bible, it teaches you to love your neighbor. That's what the Bible teaches. And now, if you're doing what the Bible says do, and that's why I'm proud to read my Bible every day. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
Because you can never fully understand it all the way, but God brings review to you as you go and you're the woman. God is a good God.
Yeah, He is.
So I gotta love my neighbor.
Amen.
If I got my from Father God, it's all about love.
Well, it's about obedience. That's how you know Him.
Let me say this, Roy. And we all need to understand this one thing. Yeah, love is what God wants. But you got to have a new heart to love. You can't love like God say love unless God has changed your heart.
Look, man, look, and that's what we're expecting people who are not capable to do something to do something. That's what we're expecting. And we shouldn't. What we should be doing is trying with all our earthly authority by prayer and supplication to get these people that heart that it takes to love. To love. So that's what we have to do. Come on, bro.
I'll be quick. You know, the Bible said you will know them by their fruits. You can't deny what you see.
That's right. That's right.
God want us to hold the church accountable for allowing some and letting others go. And what I mean by that is, and I kind of hear you, Roy, in the back. And I hate to belabor on this point because it's all about Jesus anyway. But there was a time when the evangelicals and the Republicans saw the sin that was publicly being done by Donald Trump. And they laughed it off and said, oh, it ain't nothing here. Look this way. Okay. And the Democrats have done the same thing, too. It's wrong regardless who do what. We need to call it out as sin. And I think what makes us look bad in the world is looking at us as saying, okay, you see what this man just said? You hear what this man did? And you're not condoning it? That's why I think we get some pushback in our inconsistencies and hypocrisies of what we call righteousness and not righteousness. We need to call a spade and let it fall where it fall and not support nothing that's against God's word. Because there's been a lot that's been said on both sides, but looking at the previous administration, it was in our face, and the church was quiet, and they okayed it, and they supported it. And one party is the enemy party, one party is the saved party, neither party, because they both work for the world. We know the truth, we know the real deal, but again, the more we get closer to God, God opens our eyes, and He won't even allow you to stomach anything that's not what He said, because you see it for what it really is, and a sin is a sin.
Sin is sin, y'all. And we're gonna say this and we're gonna move on. But I would admonish every one of y'all, don't get caught up on what the TV telling you. Don't get caught up on that. It ain't never, they can take something Donald Trump or Mickey Mouse said. And when they get through putting their spin on it, everybody be believing that apples ain't red no more, they blue. You know, so you hanging your hat on what the media, not to mention the mainstream media, what they saying, and depending on the fact they said in context, and it's 100% true. And you banking how you feel and all this on that. But if you just follow God, in his word. I don't care what they say, what they do. I can stand on the authority of God and say it's wrong to murder.
Yes, right.
It's wrong to lie.
Right.
It's wrong to fornicate.
Right.
I can stand on the authority of God and say that and know I'm right. I don't care which side say what. Or what, especially what man say what or what they done. I can't point no finger at no man by doing nothing because this man can't get out the mirror long enough to look at somebody else. I cannot. Whatever they've done, all I can say is, Lord, forgive them. And I know he will because he forgave me.
And we got to learn, like Herbert said, we got to look to the Lord. Nothing tighten my jaws up more than you think I'm a cookie-cutter black man.
That's right. That's right.
I got my own mind. I think for myself. I don't let black leaders, white leaders, nobody tell me how to think. I am an intelligent person. Thank God for the intelligence he's given me.
Yes, he is.
And I look to the Lord to teach me and to tell me, but to walk up to me and tell me, sir, brother, we sure enough got it going on. That we winning it. And of course, a lot of black folks do me like that all the time. We winning it. I said, we who, brother? Who do you think I am? You think because I'm black, I think like everybody else? That makes me angry than anything in the world.
Well, it's
God has given me my own mind.
Amen.
I can make decisions without somebody else's help.
And that's what he do through his word.
Yes, sir.
That's what he's changing. He's giving us a new heart. He's given us a new mind.
Yes.
Therefore, we have the ability to think as he thinks.
As he thinks.
Fills us full of that. You can, now don't get me wrong, he gave us vision so we see physical color, but you can move so far past that with the mind of Christ. Because it truly don't matter.
Mm.
It don't matter.
Mm.
Sin is still sin.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to be saved, it's going to come through Christ. All the real stuff still stand as it was before anything else happened. So let's just hang our hats on that.
If you're walking with Christ, and you're walking with Jesus Christ and Christ in you, and trying to be like Christ and be like God, hey, I got to thank my church. Because when we see this thing, our eyes, God open our eyes, but we keep running on going until we thank for ourselves.
Well, thank God. Thank God, bro. That's what we think. If we have any knowledge, any revelation that comes from him, God gave it to us. So he gets the glory for it, y'all. And that's what we do. Let's try to finish this page and we'll move on. So these hurting people, we're at the bottom of 116. These hurting people of our world include believers and non-believers alike who are often shunned because of their condition. The gifted mercy shores, perceptive awareness of the condition of these needy persons leads to benevolent and to beneficial action. This action often involves one-on-one touches as the mercy shore ministers to the sick, the blind, the rejected, the elderly, the poverty-stricken, the homeless, the helpless, the handicapped, and the downtrodden, to name a few. By way of illustration, biblical models of merciful action may enhance understanding regarding this gift. The activity of Dorcas, who was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did, and that was in Acts 9:36, provides a marvelous example. The ministry of Onesimus to Paul in Mamertine prison resulted in Paul calling upon God for mercy to be granted to him on Osiris, who had been faithful in showing mercy himself. Can we show mercy? Can you show mercy when you need mercy? At the same time, you're in need of mercy. Can you show mercy? Well, I can tell you this. If you hadn't received God's true mercy, you can't. You can't show mercy. You can't be graceful if you haven't received his grace.
Mercy that's untainted with self.
Absolutely.
I can show mercy, but why am I doing it? What's the motive?
Do I have an ulterior motive? Why am I doing what I... See, because you can do it, and it can help a person out of a situation.
Sure.
But you still get no credit for it. It's just like you didn't do it. In God's eyes, it's just like you didn't do it. He will use you. Just like he will use or Donald Trump or Joe Biden or any other name you can think of to whoop his, not about the United States, y'all, not about Oklahoma, not about Russia or Iran, his church, his body, his people, he'll use them to whoop us back in shape, y'all.
You take an evil leader like Nebuchadnezzar, you tell him to go down into your people camp down there and take all your people prisoners. They've been disobedient. Go get them and bring them back, take them to a foreign land, away from their hometown. Okay, but now, at the same time, his people say, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, you're God. Let's make a statue out of you. You know, so now we know God don't like that. No, because when God let that go, right? But now he's going to appoint some people on his cabinet. God said, now appoint my soul back. I want you to put Daniel, I want my people up top now. See, but at the same time, God let him do this here, but God make him do this here.
See, it takes spiritual sight to see that, y'all. Yeah. Kid.
Let me ask you something. You think they were bought? They had bought. They got. They were sellouts. Was Daniel a sellout?
No.
Cause he got along with the government God appointed. So perhaps the Bible will have to be rewritten because they were sellouts. Didn't they know Nebuchadnezzar was evil?
Evil were wicked.
But they followed the voice of God.
Hey, from the beginning he was with them. They could ask favors from the start. He said, hey man, don't make us eat that. Look, let us eat this. Yeah, they got favor from the start in this, people. Because they were following God. They were following God. And if we, he's the same God now as he was then. We're talking about the very same God. The very God that made Nebuchadnezzar said, don't I see four in that fire? Then we put three of them in there. Now I know, I counted them. I touched them as they went in. Then we put three in there. Where that fourth one come? He'll do it again. Will we trust him? Do we trust him today? Do we trust him? We gotta have that, y'all. We gotta have that. Huh? That's what he wants. He wants to have faith in him. In these times. A name that's above every name. COVID-19 ain't even that many levels.
Y'all like this. Y'all show favor when you got up this morning.
Amen.
Of God. That's right. Roy, it's so many that did. It's so many that did. It's some folk grieving right now. As we in here worshiping, giving God this the praise, our little meager little temp, because he deserves so much more. He deserves so much more. It's somebody grieving now the loss of a loved one. From this morning. Do it. Let's not waste this day. Let's not waste this day. Give it to him. Give him praise. When you're praising Moses, when you look out for somebody who can't. Y'all, hey, we'll pick up on 117 next week, y'all. But this the same God. The sister said something, right? This the same God, y'all. The same God of Daniel. And these were young kids. Why we figure you can't be a Christian until you're 59? Them young years used for debauchery. You know, and being caught up in everything. But let's serve him. Let's teach our children to serve him while they got strength and time. Come on, brother.
I just want to equip everybody.
You pray us out when we get through, bro.
I just want to equip everybody who's listening about the life thing and the Black Lives Matter and the abortion and all that thing. Life is a God-given right.
Amen. Amen.
Life is a human right. Life is given by God. And no man can take it. No man should have the right to take it. Now, the police have the authority to use lethal force in certain cases. I have the right to defend my life. But no man has the right to take anybody's life.
That's right.
We have a God-given right to live by God. That's the Christian view.
Amen.
And if you are a Christian and you don't feel that way or you don't understand it, you need to study your Bible. That's just all it is to it. No matter if it's Peanut, Chico, Tony Montana, they all have the right to live. Because God has given them that right of life.
Amen. Amen, bro.
I can go out here and kill all the deer I want to.
Amen.
They're not in the image of God.
That's right. That's right.
But you don't have the right to take my life. Nobody does. I have the human right to live by God. And that's just the Christian answer
Amen.
To that.
Amen, bro. That's
we
right.
need to understand that.
That's right.
We really do.
That's it. That's good, bro. Pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for this lesson. We thank you for all the dialogue, dear Lord. We thank you for your spirit of teaching. Dear Lord, give us the boldness and the understanding to be able to take it outside of these walls, dear Lord. Convict people to change their minds and their hearts towards your truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.